Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Bailing out journalism. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The economic problems of traditional journalism are accelerating as the audience that once belonged to newspapers, magazines, and television news programs continues its migration to websites, blogs, and other new media. Newsrooms are shrinking, foreign bureaus are being closed, and long-form documentary journalism is being practiced less often. The dean of the Columbia University Journalism School, Nicholas Lemon, says it's time to consider economic models other than advertising to support the news business, and that includes government subsidies.
Direct subsidies, to me, would be kind of a last resort. And if you did them, what you'd want is to build in very strong safeguards to preserve the journalistic independence. But I will say that does exist pretty well in other realms. I happen to be on a board of the National Academies of Science, and that's a great example. It's a truly trustworthy organization that is government-funded but often attacks the government. National Institutes of Health is another example. National Science Foundation is another example. You know, the BBC in Britain is another example. So you can build walls meant to protect the independence of the folks who are getting the grant.
Well, what options are there short of direct government subsidies to news organizations?
There's the whole realm of nonprofit. When Paul Steiger starts ProPublica.
Right, that's the independent news gathering organization being started by a former managing editor of the Wall Street Journal.
Which is a nonprofit and therefore tax advantaged in the contributions it gets from its donors, and therefore is the recipient of an implicit government subsidy. It intends to produce investigative reporting that it then, you know, sells to for-profit prominent news organizations. I would call that an indirect government subsidy of journalism.
What is it exactly that needs saving? I mean, are we talking about long-form journalism here? Because certainly there's plenty of media out there.
It's not just long-form journalism. It's journalism concerned with public policy matters or public affairs or politics is not the most market-supported part of journalism. ESPN does not need any help. Ditto celebrity journalism. But there's lots of parts of journalism that have a tremendous social value that it's very rare to find anywhere that they are truly market supported.
Opponents of this idea of government support of journalism argue vociferously that it's really a crazy idea because you are opening yourself up to control by the government, and control of the free press is anathema to our system.
Funding doesn't have to equal control. It just doesn't. I mean, there's so many examples of that out there. And, you know, if you look at public radio and public television, again, you know, they've been around for a generation or even two generations, and they're not controlled by the government. They're just not. Yes, there are, you know, these battles that go on inevitably, and that goes on in any realm of public policy. But, you know, if you do the overall cost-benefit analysis, I mean, my God, there's just no question in my mind about which is better for journalism and which is better for the public.
Nicholas Lemon is dean of the Graduate School of Journalism at Columbia University. Tomorrow, we'll hear the other side of the argument from the head of the journalism school at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.